Hello, and welcome to Catholicism in the Car. My name is Parker Zirbal. We've been talking about the logical conclusions of nominalism, or an anti-realist perspective. As we said before, these include a lack of personal identity, because from a nominalist perspective, there is no such thing as identity. There is no such thing as nature, as human nature. Because here's the issue. In order to have a personal identity, there must be some sort of category which allows one to categorize oneself. Personal identity falls under the category of human nature. And there are different personality types, temperaments, all these sorts of things within human nature. And we do see them. We see these temperaments in an organized way within humanity. Throughout human history, these temperaments have been categorized in various ways. But I think the easiest and most helpful one is the most classical form. And it was first posited by Galen, who was an ancient Greek medical doctor. And now he based these off of various forms of humors, or bile, types of fluid, you could say, within the human body. And they thought that these temperaments were caused by an excess in one or another of these humors or fluids. So these different fluids are black bile, yellow bile, blood, and phlegm. In Greek, the word for black bile is melancholy. Okay, that's the English transliteration of it, basically. Yellow bile was choleric. That was the word for it. The word for blood was sanguine. It's also the word in Latin for blood. And the word for phlegm was phlegm. So you therefore get these four different personality types. You get phlegmatic, the word phlegm. You get melancholic, coming from the word melancholy. You get choleric, coming from choleric. Phlegmatic, melancholic, choleric, and sanguine. You get sanguine from the blood. And these four personality types have classically been known about them, that you don't just have one. Generally, you have different percentages of all of them, but you have one that stands out, and then, for the sake of simplicity, you'll generally be able to identify a secondary one, a secondary temperament. And I could talk about this for days. It's fascinating, and maybe we'll have a different podcast on this, at some point, on what the different temperaments are classically. Now, of course, you also have more modern personality types, the Myers-Briggs personality types. I think there's many others. Myers-Briggs definitely gets fairly complicated. There are quite a lot of different possibilities. In the four temperaments realm, if you take there being two possibilities per person, and you also take the fact that there are certain temperaments that cannot mix. There are opposite temperaments that cannot be found as a primary and a secondary in a particular person. So generally, this would be the difference between choleric and phlegmatic. Those are opposites. And then sanguine and melancholic. Those are opposites from each other. So you can't have a sanguine and melancholic person. You also cannot have a choleric and phlegmatic person, because they are mutually exclusive. So we see these personality types, these temperaments within man, and we can categorize them. They're quite predictable, in the sense that we can't predict them in one individual person. You can't necessarily know from the parents what the temperament of the child will be. But But these are like it's an organized it's this organized aspect of reality that we can categorize, we can understand. It's not chaotic. It's not random. It's not like you get one person who is completely off the wall, insanely crazy, and then you get another person who's insanely quiet, but they come from the exact same upbringing and things like that, the exact same family. Because upbringing and genetics also take a role in this. So anyway, and I'd be interested to see if there have been any modern studies on the biological connections between, like, if there's any biological reasons for people to have certain temperaments. Like, were the ancient Greeks onto something here by thinking this? So there are these organized ideas of temperament or personality in human beings, and you really can't come to these conclusions unless you have a realist outlook upon life. If you think that all things are just individuals, and that has no, and that the categories we create have no basis in reality, then it becomes very difficult to talk about any sort of science or anything like that in a meaningful way. If these things are just made up, then what's the actual significance? The reason we quote unquote make them up is because we see them in reality. We see the classes of species, genus, and whatever the other ones are, kingdoms, and whatever. We see these in nature. Now they're kind of like blurry, the lines between blurry, just with any. But we are able to genuinely understand that there are these patterns in nature. And I think even in our scientific understanding of things, this is clear that we do not give these categories. We discover these categories. We discover these nature. We do not implant them in nature. Okay. I think that's a very important.